teachers can have lifelong influence on students. Their work is important, and each year, the Alaska Department of Education celebrates them by choosing a Teacher of the Year. The winner will be selected next month from a group of four finalists. This week, we're bringing their voices to the air. Skagway High School English and History teacher Kent Fielding started his career in Kentucky before moving to Alaska. Fielding taught at Mount Edgecumbe before Skagway, where he has taught for the past 12 years. He says technology, especially phones, can be a challenge in school, but he says in Skagway, it's crucial.
Because all my kids travel for basketball, cross country. They're involved in almost everything. They're gone, you know, sometimes a week at a time. But it makes it so much easier for me to communicate to them and teach them actually online, which is what sometimes I'm essentially doing. But I can imagine, you know, having taught in Central Hardin in Kentucky, where I had classes of 39, that it's probably almost impossible to, like, keep track of all the devices, particularly phones.
Understanding the relevance of events in education, historical context, is really important. How do you work to help students understand those connections so that they can really learn and engage with why it's important to know what happened before to inform what will happen in the future?
You know, one thing that, you know, we talk about in the classes, you know, this idea of a, particularly in our current political, you know, context, is the dangers of a single story. You know, a single story is like, if the only thing you know about Mexicans are that they're illegal immigrants, you have a stereotype that is untrue, and you can't really see them as people. So when you start talking about this single story, I have kids pick out their single stories because they all have single stories about something. You begin to actually be able to maybe connect the past. I mean, it's easy to connect perhaps to some of the things that are going on today with, you know, the white supremacy, the events in Charlottesville. So the idea of, like, understanding the past can also help us understand the future. I mean, understand the present.
You said that, for me, getting education to go beyond the classroom is the whole point of education. Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think we want to create lifelong learners. I think that's the whole purpose of education. And this past year, you know, we went to the Marshall Islands to study climate change, because Marshall Islands are atolls that are meters above seawater, and they're places that are going to be, you know, first affected by climate change, along with northern, you know, Alaska. You know, I wanted the kids also to make the connections. And in October, they're actually hosting a climate change conference in Skagway. In the Marshall Islands, one, you know, the things that we did was we visited high schools, but we talked to leaders. We met with the president, Dr. Hilda Hine, the female Marshallese president. We talked to community members. We looked at, the erosion of seawalls. So it was like a nonstop learning project. And, you know, now they're promoting this climate conference, which is like their own thing.
What do you think the future of education will look like? Will it be automated? Will there still be teachers? What do you think it will be, and what do you think it should be?
I think we're moving more and more to computer-based learning, more online. I don't think we'll ever, I mean, I hope we don't ever get rid of the classroom teacher, because I do think the teacher is important, primarily because I think one of the big reasons why students succeed is the relationship that students have with their teachers.
Kent Fielding is one of four finalists to be Alaska's next Teacher of the Year. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Tri-Valley School fourth grade teacher Karen Martin. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.